In our fourth quarter today, because he did bring up the Kansas City Chiefs, we've got to talk Super Bowl, Nick, and taking on the Eagles. And there are a lot of Husker connections with this as well. A once in future assistant coach is with the Chiefs.
True.
There are a lot of Chiefs connections in all of that. And of course, you've got Cam Jurgens and Nick Gates on the those O-line guys for the Eagles. Jurgens, the heir and taking everything with it that that Jason Kelce left for him in the middle of that offensive line for the Eagles. You look at this game, it's a repeat of what you had a couple of years ago. You've got the Andy Reid storyline that's always there. Can the Eagles get back over the hump with a Super Bowl, but this time against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs?
I think the short answer there, Caleb, is yes, because I don't think they're, if you look at the numbers, you look at this particular Philadelphia Eagle team, which is, by the way, 15-1 since their week 5 bye. This is statistic. Yeah, that's okay. I think that'll at least get you into the postseason. They've got a solid defensive front. They've got obviously the X factor and what they did in the offseason highlighted by Saquon Barkley. Even when you know he's getting the football, good luck stopping him. Jalen Hurts is a lot more seasoned than he was 2 years ago when he was in this spot as well. I think a lot of that for the players that are still on this roster from that Eagles team was, wow, we're here. Okay, this is interesting. And now this is a complete team. This wasn't supposed to be the year of the Philadelphia Eagles as opposed to it was supposed to be the San Francisco 49ers getting back to that spot. Yeah. We know how that went there in San Francisco. This is a really good Philadelphia Eagle team. This is in the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl era of this run. I think this is going to be their toughest matchup. And now what's interesting about this is I don't think this is the best Kansas City Chiefs team that we've seen during their dynasty run, if you will. But there is that we just believe that we are winners mentality that I think you always have to consider a major threat. And the fact that this Chiefs team isn't dominant, but they are always there. It reminds me of the conversations, Caleb, we always had about Nebraska of, man, if they can just avoid the big mistake. Boy, they're playing Northwestern. Northwestern isn't overwhelming. They're not going to look great, but, boy, they just hang around and they wait for you to make that big mistake. That's this Chiefs team, in my opinion. They are that team that is obviously 15 is a special, special player. Kelce, postseason Kelce is like playoff Jimmy. You've got all those usual suspects that make Kansas. Chris Jones is one of the very best defensive tackles in all of the league. But the weapons that they have and a lot of the different things that they've done are effective, but I wouldn't say as dominant as these teams have been in the past. I do look at the Eagles team with the Devontae Smith, AJ Brown, Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts, the ways they can hurt you. Even Dallas Goedert, who has proven to be very effective in the all-out blitz situations that we know Steve Spagnuolo likes to show teams for Kansas City. There is just something about that it factor that Kansas City has that makes me hesitant. But I do think, without question, this is the best team that the Chiefs have played in the Super Bowl era. I don't think there's any debating that. The way that the Eagles come into this game, they can hurt you in a lot of different areas. My biggest concern, though, for the Eagles would be, and we mentioned a former Husker, too, is Cam Jurgens, that overall health on the interior of their offensive line. To me, that is going to be a big question mark in this game. But everything else, I think the matchups are there for the Eagles to end this run for Kansas City.
You got to be healthy to get that tush push, of course, in the middle.
That's right.
And for the Chiefs, no team has ever won three consecutive Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. So they're like on both sides of it. That's the history working against them. But the history of this Chiefs team in the playoffs, especially with Patrick Mahomes, who I believe is undefeated in like one score games in the NFL playoffs, which is unreal to have that kind of success, because it's like one player makes a big difference, but ultimately it's a team game. And you talk in a lot of football, people talk about it being the ultimate team game, and you got to have all 11 guys pulling in the same direction. But that's tough to do on any team, no matter how great everyone is around you. By the way, the Eagles also have O'Shawn Mathis on their practice squad.
Yes, they do. Nick Gates was there too.
Yep. Yep, backup guard. So, yeah, there are so many connections going into this game. I want to ask you this because I've argued with people about, like, argued with people about this. Do you think the Chiefs are as hated as prime Patriots during their dynasty with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady?
Ooh, that is a great question because I think aren't we prisoners of the moment?
Yes.
So the easy answer would be, yeah, they are. There is a couple elements to the Chiefs part of it that I think maybe irk people a little bit more. And that is the amount of stars that have jumped onto the Chiefs bandwagon. Obviously there's the Taylor Swift connection and, oh, we got to show Taylor, but doesn't, I don't know her. I'm sure she's a very nice lady. But Brittany Mahomes seems to drive a lot of people crazy too. And she seems to get under people's skin. And now you got, which I know everybody loves Caitlin Clark from just what she represents for, just class athletes, but Nebraska fans, they're not huge fans of Caitlin Clark because of what she did against Nebraska. And now all of a sudden she's on the big Chiefs bandwagon too. It's just like anybody who's anybody is all part of Chiefs kingdom. And so it does get nauseating a little bit. So maybe the external factor with the amount of people that are jumping into the Chiefs kingdom, maybe it makes it a little bit more tiresome. But gosh dang, man, when the Patriots were at their fever pitch, people hated Tom Brady. Oh, and then when Giselle's going off on, was it Edelman or Welker? I can't remember. I think it was on Wes Welker for dropping a pass, and she's caught talking trash about him. People, I don't know. I think we had a love-hate relationship with Gronk. They're like, gosh, I'd love to party with that guy, but gosh dang it, he's kind of a goof too. But, you wanted to see them smile more and everything. It wasn't as much of the celebrity external fan base jumping on the Patriots as it is the Chiefs. So maybe for that reason, I would say the Chiefs seem to be a little bit more hated. But again, if you would have asked me this 7-8 years ago, I would have said, no one will ever be more hated than the Patriots right now.
And that's still where I am. We are very much recency bias.
Yes. Yeah.
And I know there's people and most of the people that I've argued with this are younger than me, which that's becoming a lot more people by the day as I age greatly.
I'm with you.
But I'm saying you may have thought you lived through the Patriots because you were 7, 8, 9 years old. There was a hatred that extended to the friggin' playgrounds at school.
Well, and the cheating too, the cheating and all the things they were getting away with. Yes.
All right. Who do you got in the game on Sunday? We'll go with that.
I'm going to go with history in this one. So I am going to take the Eagles. I think the Eagles are just a really good matchup. And I think as long as they don't turn the ball over and they've been plus 27 in the turnover margin right now since that bye week as well. So I'm going to say the Eagles do not make the key mistake. And I think they win this one. I'm going to say it's an exciting one. I'll go 33-27 Philadelphia Eagles win.
I will go history, but the other way. Three-peat, the Chiefs finally figure out how to get it done. 3 in a row. Travis Kelce announces his retirement in the post game as he's yelling something about partying into a microphone that nobody can actually understand.
Very WWE-like of him.
Yeah. Yes.